If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to this special emergency episode of VGC, a video game podcast with me, Jordan Midler, and Andy Robinson. Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard has been blocked by the UK's Competition and Markets Authority. After months of investigation, the regulator published its final report into the $69 billion deal on Wednesday and said it had prevented it over concerns it would, quote, alter the future of the fast-growing cloud gaming market, leading to reduced innovation and less choice for UK gamers to come. Microsoft has confirmed it will appeal the CMA's decision. Andy, what was your first reaction when this came through this afternoon?
Well, I don't think any of us were expecting that, right? All the indication up until now was that they were going to approve it, that they'd kind of won a really big landslide here. We even had a story in the CMS prepped, you know, for when they approve it. I think that is the case kind of media-wide, certainly, that was the expectation, because a month ago, they kind of made a pretty big U-turn and kind of removed a lot of their concerns around console competition and that stuff, and kind of shifted to cloud, which was, as I've been saying for and kind of other pundits have been saying for a while, it has always been the main kind of sticking point of this process. It's the cloud issue, because it's more difficult. It's more hypothetical, right? To kind of to govern on, you know, what is the state of play going to look like in 10 years' time, when all the habits kind of advance and companies kind of grow their war chest and stuff like that. I was surprised, yeah, because we were expecting this to go through. That was the indication from them, their U-turn last month, and I imagine there's a lot of shocked people today.
To the point where when it came through on the Slack that you were writing it, I messaged a friend being like, oh, that's CMA in, and didn't realize until you published it that it had gone the other way. It was a pretty big shock. Microsoft president Brad Smith has said that the company was, quote, disappointed with the decision and it would appeal. Quote, we remain fully committed to the acquisition and will appeal. The CMA's decision rejects the pragmatic path to address competition concerns and discourages technology, innovation and investment in the United Kingdom. These quotes from Microsoft about the UK are kind of scorched earth in the last couple of hours. What has been your take on all of that stuff?
Well, I've made a point of speaking to as many experts as I can this morning, as a lot of journalists will be scrambling to do, because I'm not an expert on, you know, regulatory process and don't kind of claim to be. However, it's my job to speak to people who are and try and get a kind of more well-rounded, informed opinion on this. And the impression that I have is that this just looks really, really bad for this deal, for Microsoft, for Activision, because they can appeal all they want, but it you know, they have to. It's my understanding that they have to prove that there was something wrong with the decision process, right? They have to find a flaw in that. So that could take, in itself, could take up to 9 months, pushing this into next year, which also raises the you know, kind of auxiliary issue of the FTC suing them in the US to stop this deal. And the hope was that they would push through in the UK, get the UK approved, get the EU approved, and then be able to go to the US and go, what's your problem? You know, and it would kind of, if they would fall like dominoes, that was the idea. The UK was always the sticking point. It was always the sticking point, the UK, because they're unpredictable. Because of Brexit, you know, trying to make a name for themselves and stuff like that, which it seems is what they have done. And it was always around cloud. These were always the big question marks. And I know a lot of people that I've spoken to just don't see, it seems like a really uphill battle now to turn this around, because, I mean, to be fair, I don't think they've, it seems like a really sensible decision to me based on what they've done. It's a lot of theoretical again, which it always was going to be when it comes to cloud. It seems to be that you know, like you make a business pitch or you go for a job interview. Sometimes the guys, you can make as much sense as you want, and the guys you're speaking to just don't fancy it. And that's sort of like what it whiffs like to me. Like there's specific mention of the deals that Microsoft have done to kind of try and remedy some of these concerns. Obviously, they made 10-year deals left, right, and center with other cloud companies like GeForce Now to try and ease some of these competition concerns in the cloud space. And the specific mention of those and how they're not really satisfied with those remedies. And one of the reasons for that is that it would require the regular CMA to kind of like be involved in the future to make sure that they're seeing, because obviously they're 10-year deals. You know, Microsoft could theoretically raise the price of certain things. They could still, you know, do this and that, and it would require oversight. And it seems to me that the CMA don't fancy that.
Yeah, the words from the CMA are: Microsoft's proposal contained a number of significant shortcomings connected with the growing and fast-moving nature of the cloud gaming services. Point one, it did not sufficiently cover different cloud gaming service business models, including multi-game subscription services. It was not sufficiently open to providers who might wish to offer versions of their games on PC operating systems other than Windows. And finally, it would standardize the terms and conditions on which games are available, as opposed to them being determined by the dynamism and creativity of competition in the market, as would be expected in the absence of a merger. People are looking at this cloud thing quite sideways because of how somewhat insignificant cloud is in the market today. Do you think they're just being short-sighted, and is that the direction of travel, or is that more the CMA being hyper-careful about what could happen?
I mean, they're legitimate concerns, right? But they're ultimately their concerns. I don't think there's anything, I mean, from my uneducated, but I'm not an expert in, as again, like regulatory approval. But I don't see anything from my point of view that is hard bulletproof, you know, evidence that kind of kills competition one way or the other. Microsoft already have, you know, kind of a huge stake in the kind of game-based kind of cloud arena, you know, multi-game game service, I think they call it. And obviously the idea is that if Call of Duty were to be added to that, and that would get even bigger, but it's still a small piece of the overall pie, a very small piece of what games are today. So it's still theoretical about what that's going to look like in 10 years' time. And that kind of probably for me feels like the worst case scenario for Microsoft in terms of getting this through, because then they kind of have to argue that they're being irrational and kind of just poke holes in their process of coming to this conclusion. And I don't know how they're going to be able to do that, especially not in the short term when they've got a lawsuit in the US over them. It just all seems very, very messy now. I think everyone's bored of talking about it. I think Xbox fans, the poor buggers, are probably like feeling really down at the moment about this going on and on and on and on. I think we just all want it behind us at this point, right?
Yeah, certainly taking the temperature from kind of the Xbox zealots on Twitter and the Xbox focused media, it certainly seemed like not an attitude of we're going to fight this and we're going to win. It seemed more like this is really dire, and this is kind of a dire step back for Xbox in general. We've had some reaction from the big man Bobby Kotick, star of Moneyball. He says that this is far from the final word. In a letter shared internally, he said, quote, "Today the Competition and Markets Authority, a regulatory agency in the UK, decided not to approve our merger with Microsoft. This isn't the news we wanted, but it's far from the final word on the deal. Alongside Microsoft, we can and will contest the decision. We've already begun working to appeal the UK Competition Appeals Tribunal. We're confident in our case because the facts are on our side. This is a good deal for competition." What do you think this means for, broadly, the future of Xbox, the future of Activision, should this not happen?
Well, of course, we've talked about this in length in the past. The point here, I mean, again, something I didn't mention before, is that even if they do somehow win the appeal process, all that happens is we go back to where we are now on the CMA, they need to decide on it again. The same people who've just blocked the deal then need to decide again. So if it is a political thing and they are trying to make a name for themselves, then really, there's, I don't see any way they're going to overcome that. I mean, theoretically, I believe that if the EU were to approve it and the FTC were to approve it, which again, I think is unlikely because this has all been hinged on the UK, you know, forwards and then everyone else falling like a domino because we know the FTC are suing to block it and the EU has its own concerns. But if they were to go through, I think theoretically there is a circumstance. I mean, this might be complete bollocks. I'm sure someone will address it in the comments, but I'm sure that there is a situation theoretically where they could operate the business outside of the UK and then UK would just be like otherwise. But I don't see that.
And my main question is, and I think we're all pretty curious, are we likely to hear a Sony response about this or are they going to keep pretty quiet and take what seems to be quite a significant win?
My feeling is that with Sony being another US-led company these days and the bravado that we've seen during this, I'd be very surprised if they didn't put some smug, you know, kind of dig out. I'm not expecting a statement, but you wouldn't be surprised in 2013 if a corporate Twitter account put a hilarious meme up, right?
Yes, memes certainly have been a somewhat key issue of this debate. This is an ongoing story. We will have more about this. You'll be able to hear more about it on the weekly show. It's a very strange day. It's a big day in this saga, but it seems like it felt like we're coming close to the end of it. But now I worry we will still be writing stories about this and talking about it on this program in 2024.
VGC, a video games podcast, is a Stack production. And part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.